Audio all good? You test everything?
Testing, testing.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Classy Cast. We're here with a special guest.
What? Oh.
Hold on. The XO?
Yeah.
I love the smooth jazz you got going on in the back.
Hold it in. Silent. Hold it in.
Silent stinker challenge.
Hold it in.
Dude, he's ghosting that shit.
Zero it,
dude. He's really good at what he does. This is what he's known for.
Oh, not even a clown.
Good job.
How does he do that? It absorbed everything.
Headphones fell off.
Smoke came out.
He's going to start a small fire.
Yeah. It's all right. It's okay.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's okay.
So we got the one.
The only. Swagger Souls.
My goodness.
Welcome.
Time to finally get out here to be where I belong. On a couch with two of my buddies, three of my buddies.
We want to fucking, we want to melt here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We want to melt.
We want to melt. I'm melting right now.
We want to sink.
You're going to get grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Be the melting pot.
I'm incredibly hungover and had a hell of a time here so far in Austin, Texas. That's not, I'm not doxing you, am I?
Dude,
not a secret.
I think everyone
We're actually in Minnesota right now.
I was going to say, I think you've already been done, haven't you?
Austin, Texas is too much information.
Yeah, I fucking get here. I get to the studio, the fucking beautiful studio. It is a beautiful, beautiful place.
You like the
and,
fake house?
Yeah, and I'm like, what's with the fucking paper?
Oh shit! I forgot I was still up.
It said in all caps, "We did not order your pizza."
Oh my god!
And it's
also in Spanish.
Yes. Dude, go a step further, put some braille on that shit.
Okay.
Get it as accessible as possible.
Yeah.
But I laughed pretty hard. So how many pizzas did you guys get where it started becoming a problem?
Honest to God, it was really just one night that was really bad. Somebody was cracking up, you know, they were like
they're having fun on Discord.
They were having a crack.
It was good
or was it garbage pizza? You know, if I wanted to really fuck with somebody.
One was pretty good pizza.
If I want to really fuck with someone, I want to order somebody like pizza to fuck with them. I get it from like the one store rated like worst spot in town. So they couldn't even enjoy it, right?
They didn't even think that far. It was good pizza.
It was good.
They were actually really nice.
Fuck you. Order more.
Yeah, they did a favor. They did you a favor.
If they wanted to do something real bad, they would have put all the bad shit on there. Like a lot of shit.
Just anchovies and bread.
What? Okay, everybody.
Fuck anchovies.
What is the most based topping on pizza?
Mushrooms.
The pea.
Mushrooms.
The pea.
Pineapple.
I love
the pea.
On pineapple is absurd.
Pineapple on pizza?
Yeah, don't you like
that?
I mean, sometimes if I'm feeling a little fruity, but most of the time it's mushrooms.
A little Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Dude, this pizza place near me, bacon, pineapple, and drizzle honey and jalapeno on it.
Holy shit.
So delightful.
I put on a fucking grass skirt and play ukulele for that shit. This sounds good.
Right? Mm-mm-mm. It's so good.
If you could have one pizza for the rest of your life, you could like anytime you want to get pizza, it can only be one.
Pepperoni.
Chicken bacon ranch.
What?
Chicken bacon ranch.
What the fuck?
PBR?
Jesus Christ.
Cookie pizza. I'd rather have cookie pizza for the rest of my life.
Okay, cookie pizza? That's fucking this man is thinking outside of the box and I love it.
Dude, you get a whole pizza and a whole cookie for your whole life.
Absolutely, dude. It's a pizza and a cookie.
Yeah.
That's fucking like a boss, dude.
Wait.
That's fucking epic. This guy's an animal.
Have you ever put chocolate on pizza, like just regular pizza?
No.
Get out.
It's actually good. It's good. I know it sounds crazy. It's actually really yummy.
Wait.
Jamie,
so
pull that up.
Yeah, Jamie.
Marshmallows.
Jamie,
no,
pull up
that
pizza.
Oh no, that is just chocolate.
Wait, Larry, remember that one picture of me? We went to get pizza one time, and I was holding the pizza facing forward, and it was covered in chocolate.
No,
there's a picture. Chocolate? You don't remember that?
Chocolate.
I have to find this picture. You guys keep going. I'm going to find this picture. But yeah, I did hold a slice facing forward. Remember that? You don't remember that place?
No.
All right.
If I look up your name on Google, will it pop up, you think? Or is it too obscured?
Excuse me?
Obscured.
Y'all.
What?
Is that the right word? Obscure?
Which name? My legal government name?
No.
Oh, yeah. You can look it up.
You think it'll pop up, though, that photo?
Y'all.
Oh,
Y'all eat the crust?
I love the crust. Yeah, that's right. The favorite part.
We have any crust haters?
Grunk.
I love the crust.
Okay. We got a little hack, a little life hack for the crust. Get some sugar, granulated sugar. Put that shit on the crust. Fold it in half.
No,
that's like a churro.
Dessert.
That is a little churro. That is like a churro.
Dessert crust.
That's damn! Beautiful. Did you come up with that?
Your game.
Who showed you that?
Elevate your game, my daddy.
Oh, shout out daddy.
Yeah, my daddy. I love daddy. Like, son, dude. Guess what? I was like, why? Look what you could do. Blew my fucking mind. I was 25. It was fucking sweet.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, it was just the other day. I said, thank you, daddy. I kissed him on the mouth.
You're good at what you do, daddy.
Good at what you do, daddy. Thank you.
So wait, hold on. We need to backtrack for a second because, Grunk, when you say chocolate on pizza, are you referring to this, or are you referring to, can you even see the screen?
I'm referring to a normal cheese pizza, drizzle some chocolate syrup on there and take a bite.
You're a sick, disgusting man.
We're talking Hershey's here?
Yeah. We are talking Hershey's here. Don't knock it till you try it. It's actually dark chocolate flavor combo, and it's really yummy.
Put everything in your mouth twice, once to see if you like it, and again to see if you were right about it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Repeat until it's gone.
And repeat until you don't have any more objections. Mm-hmm. You know?
Isn't that the same ideology with like dick sucking?
what
the fuck?
Bro, why'd you have to... Bro, you are too...
Do you know what state you're in?
You're in Austin, Texas, bro.
No, that's true. Actually, there's a lot of dick sucking out here.
You can do whatever you want.
Steers and queers, baby. They get down, dude. They can actually ride the mechanical bulls and actually hold onto it.
Hey, I got a pair of assless.
The girls keep falling off with the mechanical bulls.
But the boys.
Yeah. The boys, they hold on. They got the muscles, man. They got the hip muscles.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yep.
Have you guys seen that meme? Grunk, have you seen that one meme?
Have you seen that meme?
Grunk, have you seen that one meme?
Welcome back to episode one of Have You Seen This Meme?
Have you seen that meme, Grunk?
What one?
Come on, Tua. Come on.
No, so there is...
Tua?
The Hawk Tua girl. So there's an interview actually on 6th Street in Austin, Texas.
Wait, Hawk Tua was on 6th Street?
Believe it or not.
What the fuck?
Wait,
no.
Shut the front door.
I missed that shit?
Are you serious?
Yes. I was put on game. I was told.
Dead ass.
You guys could have been there.
I got so fucking drunk, I lost my glasses.
Her name is Hawk Tua girl.
Her name? That's her legal name. Hawk Tua girl.
All right, listen. All right, Swagger. Did you know there's a football player named Tua Tagovailoa?
What?
And if you there's a player, full name. His first name is Tua and his last name is Tagovailoa. And if you went to the Seahawks, he would have been Hawk Tua.
Oh, that's pretty good.
We missed out on a generational run. Absolutely missed out.
That is a long fucking generational game. Draft pick.
Draft pick. First round. You know, zero round because they would just pick him up before it.
Welcome to the Seahawks. Tua.
Guys,
that would freaking break the freaking internet.
I think so.
I'd shit bricks personally.
Over. I would shit freaking
How many memes would come from that, you think? So many?
80 bill? 80 bill? How many people in the world times 10?
80 billion memes.
Dude, it's got 19 mil likes.
It would be so many memes, it would weigh something.
Oh, it would have a real
We'd actually have to pay out from the government stash of money.
So I don't...
We're doing a deep dive on the Hawk Tua girl. This is not what I thought the show would be, but I would like to say for the record, I'm delighted.
I'm sorry.
I'm overjoyed.
Known for onomatopoeia catchphrase during interview, and it's got a like. I've never seen this.
I've never seen the amount of likes.
How many likes is that? I lost my glasses in the
19.7 million.
Oh my God.
I thought it was at 1 billion. I'll be real.
Was it posted? That,
like, picture on Instagram as an egg?
I watched that 19.7 million times. It's crazy.
What percentage of the world has heard Hawk Tua, do you reckon?
100.
I think at least 110.
I think people aren't giving her enough credit for what she's remarkably done, which is encourage more women to give blowjobs, which is a great fucking...
Everyone wins.
Thank you.
Everyone wins.
What's
right.
Tua, man? What's a Tua?
Can I say something crazy?
Tua.
What's a Tua, man?
What's a Tua?
I think people have heard of Hawk Tua more than Michael Jackson.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's a,
well,
yeah,
Michael
that's
Jackson's a, never heard of Hawktua. He's dead.
Nope.
He could also is, have done no, that. No, that is true. That Hawktua sounds like a thing Michael Jackson would sing in a little song.
He probably has.
I think he would.
He's probably given some Hawktua.
Yeah.
No, Mike was a little fruity.
Oh, Mike. Mike would get.
Oh, what you know about Mike?
Well, he had to get really, really down because they were short.
All kids. Short.
Yeah.
Oh.
Michael Jackson's a pedophile, guys. That's just the lore.
It's true.
Can we get a fact check, Jamie? Can we fact check that?
Jamie, fact check that.
Can we look
allegedly.
It up?
Ask ChatGPT.
Allegedly.
Oh, God.
Ask ChatGPT 4.0. Ask God.
Okay, how I do.
Make sure
to start now.
Anytime I use ChatGPT, I ask it how it stays going first.
What?
How are you?
What, Michael Jackson?
How are you, Angel?
How about you? Doing well.
Dude, you're going to get into a goddamn conversation with the bot.
Michael. Wait, damn.
Mashiel, his Mashiel.
Mashiel
Jackson, a pedo.
Oh, I ain't reading that. Say, summarize it in 5 words.
Michael Jackson, do no.
Summarize it in 1 word.
Accusations, acquittal.
Controversy, ongoing debate.
Damn.
All right. Now say, be honest.
Yeah, say what do you really know?
Okay.
Yeah, don't be shy.
Michael Jackson.
I'm not reading all that
child
shit.
Child molestation.
Okay.
Twitter, two words. Two words.
It was okay. Yeah, two words.
Now say that. Oh wait. In 2 words.
Controversial okay. Acquittal.
Cool. Say in 1 letter. Why?
Listen, a Malaysian rap artist.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Pause. I need to tell you guys. I need to. So there was a Malaysian general named Hong. Tua.
God damn it, dude.
What this the getting, fuck? Okay, no, I'm not ready for the cinematic universe. This is like the motherfucking Avengers assembling.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, let me ask, though. How have you enjoyed Austin so far?
I love it, dude. Whenever I'm down here, it's a good time. Shooting guns is always fun. I just shot some guns.
Yep, we did.
Willy.
Yep.
Made my Willy hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. A good, yep. Good amount of fun. I woke up. It was really fucking early.
Yeah.
The shooting was like 9 a.m.
Yep.
So I got home to my hotel very drunk. I don't know how I got home. I woke up to my phone and it was one of the guys that was driving me out there from GamerSubs. Shout out GamerSubs, by the way. Use code GROUP.
Hey. Thank you.
But if you're sick and tired of using code GROUP, you can use code SWAGGER.
Okay, there we go.
If you want to be a little, if you want to,
and if you want to take 20% off, you can use code RAG SWAG GROUP.
SWAG GROUP? You got it, buddy.
You got it.
SWAG GROUP?
Swagger group.
20% off.
You tried the
swagger group.
I really tried to push that. That was really hard.
You know.
So go ahead. So you were saying you woke up and you're.
I want to let that sit.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh, no, right.
I wake up. So the guy came back to. He was really fucking hammered. He came back, he crashed on the couch at the hotel. So I woke up. I was like, where the hell is he? He was supposed to drive me there. And I was like, why? It's funny. It was like 9:30. I woke up. We were supposed to be there at 9.
Yeah.
And so he's calling me a lie, like, set all my alarms. And so I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And like, get out of bed. My toilet is completely fucking filled with vomit.
Oh!
It's very sour. I was like, who did that? And then I was like, tasted my mouth a little bit. I was like, I did that. It was a great time. You know, I scribbled out. I don't know why, like I wouldn't fucking remember. My drunk self scribbled out on a note. I lost my fucking prescription at what was it? Buck Wild.
Oh.
I lost it at Buck Wild.
It's a bar? Is that a bar?
A bar, apparently. Buck Wild. I don't fucking ever. I've never been here.
I've never been there.
I've never been to Sixth Street.
Been out of Sixth Street. It was like, where do I go? They're like, I don't know. Go wherever the line is short. So like, I want to get fucking tequila. So, Buck Wild. We went in there. It was like fucking. They got those fucking punching bags too. Like the arcade games. You swipe $5 to
Okay, I've never been to Sixth Street. I still haven't gone.
Damn.
These two have. I haven't gone.
Go out of this guy.
I've been to Sixth Street. I have a horrible.
Responsible.
Okay, wait. To be fair, he literally just turned 21 this year. So
what
understandable.
The hell?
Hey, Grunk, how old are you?
20.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Actually,
oh, my
God. I'm 19. I don't know why I said 20.
Why the fuck, dude?
He's lying.
Why?
Damn.
I got so excited.
Mentally 20.
Yeah, almost. I'm almost there. 1 month away.
Yeah,
I'm
a month away.
So he just turned 21.
Australia is amazing because drinking age there is 18.
Dude, Mexico?
Yeah.
Mexico!
Oh, my God. Mexico's 12, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Arriba!
Yeah, you started.
Arriba!
Arriba! Start at 8. You get trained at 8.
You get trained.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you go to school for
alcohol. Chicken nuggets, mac and cheese with a side
of Bud Light.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. You got to throw it at the 8 so you can make sure how to fold it, and then you got everything else. It's great. No,
T.O. training you.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Me tío.
Aw. T.O. or Tua?
Oh,
which would you choose?
Yeah. Don't mention it, man. I don't even want to. Tua.
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 Well, I also threw up last night. I'll be real.
What the fuck?
Scott, that's awesome, dude.
Dude.
So,
well, that's awesome.
It was kind of like, it's kind of a weak story.
Was it like bile?
It was green and foamy.
Green and foamy.
Ew. Green and foamy like the sea. It was like, yeah, it was plant based. It had like dirt in it. I had one slice of pizza, two shots of tequila, and that's all I had. And then I went to 6 a.m. and I threw up like 6 times.
Oh,
pizza.
I had to clean it up.
Oh, it's so bad.
I slept so good after that. I felt like a million bucks.
Something is good after you're, you know, fully evacuated, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Wait, okay. Like all that green poison?
Yeah, all that green venom inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So that night we had that dinner, right?
Yes.
That was an eventful night for me.
Oh, boy.
I completely forgot.
You were hanging on by a thread.
Dude,
you
no, were okay, well, out. No, even before that. So, okay, let me.
Did you hear the whole story, what he did before?
Before what happened?
You got to hear this.
Okay, so I've been going to the library recently.
The library?
The library, you know, a little chill, little thing, you know what I'm saying? Nice, relax. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I was on the top floor, like, chilling on the balcony, and I see across from me, it was like, you know, first books, then beer. It was like a big sign. So I was like, oh, yes.
Books and beer.
So I was
holy
like,
shit.
Wait, that's
let me go check out this fucking spot, because they got books and they got beer.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
So I walk in, and I've never been to, like, a brew house, or, like, at least, like, a bar or anything like that. Mm. And so I told them, I was like, you know, I just turned 21, blah, 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 and they were like, oh. Drinks on us.
Oh.
They took out 5 shot glasses and they're like, try this beer, this sour, dragon's blood, fucking deer piss, like try all these things. Nice. I'm like, okay, fuck
those
it. I'll
sound
have
like
it
great IPAs. Yeah.
Dude.
Some homebrew
it
chip.
Was there was a mix, you know, some of them was really hard to drink, some of them were like, you know, they're pretty
good. Some of that shit's like drinking a meal.
Dude, it felt like a fucking kick. Yeah. It's like this dark ass thing. I don't know what it was, but I really enjoyed the light, the sour, some
yep.
sour shit.
You like the sours?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. They were more easy to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So
alcohol, yay or nay?
Pretty depends.
We got
the rest of the story. The rest of the story will tell you that
endorsement. We have an alcohol endorsement here on the show.
Okay, so I had these shots, and they were like, you know, what do you think? I'm like, I like these two. This one's all right, whatever. So then they brought out two like big ass glasses of both of these drinks. Mm. I'm like, oh fuck, mm-hmm. And so. I was kind of on the hype train. It was hype. It was chill. Everybody was having a good time. So I started, you know, go. Ooh, I'm a little buzzed. Mm-hmm. What time is it? Oh, it's 5 p.m. Dinner's at 8.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, I drove here.
Okay. Oh, no.
What am I doing? So I went back to the library after drinking a fuck ton of water. Mm. I packed up my things and I sat down on a bench and I started drawing because I was really drunk and I was like, I'm just gonna see if like this wastes time. I started drawing, and as I'm drawing, I'm getting really sleepy and I'm about to fall asleep on the bench. So then across from me there's a coffee shop. So then I go in there, I'm like, let me get a really tall like coffee, whatever the fuck, trying to get energy. By this point it's like 6 p.m. now, so only like an hour has really passed. I grab the coffee, I drink it. And I call Isaac, and I'm like, Isaac, I'm drunk as a skunk right now, dude. Like, I'm fucked.
My first question was, what? Why? Because he was like, I'm going to go to the library. I'm going to go work and shit. And then it's like an hour and a half later, I get a call, and he's like, drunk as a skunk. I was like,
oh, fuck. You'll never guess. I got fucked up at the library.
Yeah, like of all the places.
So you see, I got mixed up with the Dewey Decimal System. I went all the way down to the fucking beer.
I thought I was going to get a book when I drank.
That's the Dewey Decimal System they use in the library, right?
Yeah, that is. That's how they count their books or sort the books or some shit.
I summoned that. I don't know how I knew that.
I haven't heard that in a
fucking
decade.
Summoned that from
you have a library.
Yeah, my war chest. Yeah.
And by the way, that place was a bait. There was no books. No books.
What the hell?
It was just alcohol.
Sexy
so.
Librarians. Really? Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. That's
Books and beer.
No,
building.
Dude, no. They
there was
had
a bar
they,
called the library.
They had that.
Was it made out of cardboard? Like what happened?
I'm going to.
Yeah,
the library
was called the bar. By the way, it was called the bar and books and go. Bar books and go.
It's called the library.
The library.
That's good.
No, it was that's a bait. It was. I was the target audience. I told them, I was like, by the way, I saw the sign. They're like, oh yeah, that's just so that if you want to get beer after books, like we're here. I was like, so there's no books here.
What?
Like, no.
Is it beer and books or beer and books?
It's
beer and book.
It's
after
books and it's books then beer.
Books then beer.
So it's like books, you know. Do
your studies. You do your studies and get a. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just like a thing where people get fucking trashed. Read, like,
that's what I thought, dude. I thought the vibe was gonna be like walking in. You know, you got people like.
I can't read. I could do it. I'd be reading the same sentence over and over again, being like, man, this shit's getting good.
this is really
fucking,
building
this,
up.
This is fucking riveting, dude.
But it was chill. It was a good vibe.
So we like alcohol?
We like alcohol.
We like alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, beer's a little...
It's foamy and sudsy. People say it's liquid bread. People say maybe it's not so good if you're a celiac.
It was a little hard to chug down after a while. And it was getting to a point where I was kind of, you know... I was like,
my question to you this entire time is, why did you do it if it was for free? And that you didn't have to
be there. I was on the hype train.
Were they with you? Were they with you watching you?
Yes. They were drinking with me.
Peer pressure. Right?
Okay.
No. Listen. Peer pressure is like when you're in a, like, that was a good environment. That was a perfect environment to do that at. Now, if I had obligations, obviously, so that was a bit of a mistake on my end to do it on that point in time.
No, I don't think so at all. I think it was a perfect, if anything, you should drink more.
You know where this goes.
When in Rome.
Because we had that dinner, 8 p.m., right?
That was a good dinner, by the way. It was a great dinner. You guys fucking missed out.
Dude. It always is with the gamer stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yummy.
So
where do we go? It was Yard House?
Yard House and Domain.
Very yummy.
Domain. And so we get there, and there are like drinks. I'm like, oh, man. And I'm really pondering. I'm like, drinks. So then what do I do?
You already popped it open a little bit.
He already pre-gamed at the library, and
chest
now he wants to...
a little bit open. There's some glow underneath, and I want to open the chest up and see the gold. So I asked the bartender or the fucking waiter. I was like, what do you recommend? And he's like, what do you like? And I'm like, I'll do anything right now. I don't really care. And so he pointed at the old, what is it called? The
43?
Old 43.
Old 43.
That sounds heavy. That sounds like breathy, like dark and gloomy. And
sounds like they drink his stubble.
Yeah. You know, and I looked underneath. I'm like, okay, no chest hair right now. Let me see if it works.
Mm.
So I ordered that.
Do you remember what was in it?
I remember. I think it was
bourbon.
It was bourbon, liquor.
Orange bitters or whatever.
Oh. Orange bitter. It was just like.
It smelled like rubbing alcohol. Like really. Yeah. You remember smell? You tasted it. Did you like it?
Old man withers.
You know, the more you drank, the less bad it tasted, which meant it was very strong.
Right.
So it was very, very strong. And I thought it was good, but he would take a drink and go, like, fucking, like, shake the demon.
Throws it around.
Yeah. He's shaking water out of his ear.
But you're right, though. You drink it once, and then you're like, you know, you clear the plate.
The shock, you know, goes away. It's like, you know, bitter things that taste bitter, the more that you try them, the less bitter they become.
Right,
like,
right.
If, you know, you eat black licorice, you're like, this shit fucking sucks.
Right.
And then, you know, you eat it a little bit later, and then it doesn't taste bitter, and then it tastes really good. And it's like that for drinking as well. But also, like, you could become an alcoholic, which is a great bonus. It's just a fantastic bonus.
It's an awesome.
That's a superpower.
Nothing is more sexy than, like, pissing yourself.
Vomiting on yourself.
Cracking your head in a gutter somewhere. Cold and alone. Get your package
at least you're loose.
But you're loose, you're fun, you're talking, you're getting the ladies.
You do whatever you want.
The shakes are always good.
Yeah, anything's anything's possible.
Ladies love it when you piss down one pant leg.
You think we looked really hot outside when I was hunched over like a guy who just got his ass beat.
Oh yeah.
So I have two glasses of that.
That shit fucking kicked your ass. We were outside of a fucking it was a fucking mattress store, and he's like, his face is pressed up to it. It's like looking at like dreaming like about the beds. Like he couldn't wait to fucking lie down.
I was pretending like the pillows were talking to me. Yes. I was like, all right, we'll let you in.
Yeah, like the mattress. The mattress gets up and walks over and opens the door for us. And it goes back to bed.
You're losing it.
So, no, it was bad. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. You were silly, man.
I get embarrassed. Like, I remember what happened. I remember everything that, like, how stupid we got. But it is a bit embarrassing when I think back. I'm like, oh my God. Because I do remember for what felt like a half an hour, I was just hunched over like that. And I was just like, it was like audio. Like, it was just fucking audio playing around me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're listening to the podcast. Yep.
I don't know what you guys were talking about at all, but
I'm trying to remember. It was probably just a bunch of bullshit.
I think was this when we were outside or inside?
This was outside.
Oh. Outside?
Inside,
oh, man.
I was already like head down. Like I was tired. I was right. Sleepy.
So wait, I need to give a little bit back of context because I think it's really important to know that you woke up at 5 in the morning. First of all,
I forgot about
second
that.
Of all, you had.
What were you doing getting the worm?
What were you doing at 5?
5? Well, I've been waking up at like 5.
You begin the worm, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The early charm of the snake.
The worms are out. Nobody gets them.
People don't know this. People don't fucking know that that early in the morning is the best time to procure worms.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, time out. You went to bed at what time? 3? So he was up before you. Explain that to me.
Wait.
He got the worm before you.
Stay up late enough.
Mm-hmm. He threw it up.
Also get the worm.
You spawn camp the worm.
You spawn camp the worm.
Fucking asshole. Yeah.
So the early birds don't get
it. You should start staying up now until 4 or 5 a.m.
Yeah, what's before an early bird then?
The late owl.
That's why I'm an owl.
Late owl? Oh, shit.
There you go.
The late owl. The wise late owl gets the worm.
The wise late owl.
Well, if you know me, I'm on both.
But hey, you can still get some worms.
Yeah.
You can get my worm.
There's more worms for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that sweet spot is like 9 a.m.
No one's up at 9 a.m. collecting worms.
No.
Nope.
No.
You don't see a single fucking person. Nope. And it's a fucking shame. We got to get this goddamn country back on track.
I know.
True. A lot of lazy people not getting worms.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
You have to be up early enough to see the dew on the grass.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
You know, that thing where you get a stick and then you rub another stick on it and then you like all the worms come to the surface?
Yes.
Oh, on the ground.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. Worm charmer.
I thought this guy got worms. Apparently he's not getting worms.
Remember Dune? Remember the movie Dune? That's real, dude.
I have like a fucking speaker, like a little like
metal detector.
Oh, you got your worm detector.
Yeah,
worm detector.
That's a lot.
Oh, we're
in like
On a real note, I'm really curious. When is the last time that any of you took a deworming tablet, like a yearly deworming tablet?
Yeah, I've never done that ever. I don't think
you guys. You guys have never taken a dewormer.
No, have you?
Nope.
Yes.
Also, never had a prostate exam.
You should. You should take a dewormer every year.
Why? Do we have worms?
Wait, what's the...
Guys.
Wait a sec.
Guys.
Children between ages 1 and 2 years should take half a tablet. And then those age between 2 and 9... Oh.
Wait, are you for real? Are you
babies.
For
a worm pill?
Are you fear-mongering right now?
No. I'm simply laying down facts and logic and that maybe you should consider. Yes, exactly. So look, you guys have never taken a deworm.
No.
Dude, do I have a worm in me?
What are the chances that you've gotten some, you know, underdone pork or some like bad meat, some bad burger on Uber Eats?
Some raw eggs,
game meat, maybe something as well, or fish, sushi, raw fish and sushi. It could be a lot of worm eggs, like tapeworm in there. And there's always a possibility. And look, I'm not saying you have worms, but I'm saying that if you go to bed tonight, this is for you, the listener. Mm-hmm. If you go to bed tonight, I want you to focus, before you go to sleep, really hard on your asshole. And if it itches, or you feel something like kind of twitching or like squirming around, quite possibly you have worms and need to take...
That's scary.
Deworming tablet, and you should just take one once a year. You just take a little chocolate tablet.
Do you know what it's like? Have you had worms?
No, I mean, I don't know. I probably not. I think
you probably wouldn't be the one because you take them.
I'm not even lying. My asshole just itched like just now.
It's the
quivered and puckered.
The worm is listening.
The worm's
trying to ratatouille you from your asshole.
It'll
say, "Don't take the dewormer, please." Start stroking your prostate.
No,
you like calm your pants a little
bit. You're reaching towards the tablet. You're like, oh, you're like,
oh. makes you come so hard you drop the tablets.
Dude, I'm actually concerned now. Is this real? Is this like...
My asshole's itching all day sometimes. I don't know.
Dude,
I don't
Tanner, you just need to wash your ass. You don't want good, bro.
You had a bidet? You bidet?
It's all day itching.
You just got a hairy asshole. I know he does.
Yeah, you know...
I got that swamp ass.
You could have pinworms. You could have tapeworm. You could have all sorts of worms.
Oh, I don't know. The way
I'd rather have pinworms.
Like, the way I think about it is like... If I do have worms, I would keep it in me in case, like, you know, say I die in the woods.
That's your family.
And then I'm decaying.
That's your family.
Nature back.
Yes.
You know, like, okay. Deers will
love
it.
Imagine,
deers
will love your worms. How cool it would be if you collected them all, like all the types of worms.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like a worm.
Yeah, you'd be rare.
You're the Pokeball.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the Pokemon inside of you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, they evolve. They don't come out either.
You got to keep feeding them so they evolve. Yeah.
I feel like the best part of having worms.
Give them candies.
Every time I would eat edibles, I would know that they're also getting high.
And they're chilling in there?
Yeah,
you have a conversation with them?
They'd be eating like the edibles in my little intestines. And then, you know, they'd be like, what the fuck? Go, what the fuck? I'm a fucking worm. What the fuck? We're fucking worms.
I want to kill myself.
I'm a worm in the
I shouldn't fucking be here. Starts digging through.
I'm in an asshole right now. What the fuck? Get me out of here.
I'm making this.
I'm going to the fucking. I'm going right to the terrible high. Yeah. I wouldn't want to give. I want to give my worms anxiety.
I would hate if I smoked weed and I felt worms inside me.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
dude,
I'm scared next
time. I've gotten so high on edibles then I felt the shit move through my intestines before. It's crazy. It's a wild feeling. You really feel everything.
Hey, on this podcast, they all found out about tapeworms coming out of bears' assholes. Have you ever seen that before?
Yes, no, yes.
Dude, that's
quite
gross.
You know, not since we're on the worm topic, yeah. They like walk through the brush. They walk through like thorny bushes so that the tapeworm gets caught on it.
And it pulls it all the way out.
What it looked like? It looked like a parachute, like a failed parachute, and it's pulled back.
Well, they have that shit where they get the, you know,
yeah, it's gross.
And I'm sorry if you're eating a bowl of worms.
What did we talk about last episode? It was something about prolapsed.
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids. We're talking about hemorrhoids last episode.
We've all suffered a couple of piles before.
Bro, you've had a hemorrhoid and you probably just don't even fucking know it.
What?
Have you ever like been on the toilet, you're squeezing and straining, you're like, why isn't this lump of shit coming out of my ass? And then you're like, you go to wipe and it's actually not a lump of shit, it's actually your
vein. It's a butthole vein.
It's a big fucking gnarly pile is what it's called.
Is it cold?
It's called a pile.
A pile?
A P-I-L-E, yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is it cold when it comes out?
Is it cold?
Yeah, like do you feel the air?
It's part of your body.
It's like attached to your sphincter, dude.
It's your butthole.
Your
beautiful. It's the inner part of your butthole.
The inner part of your butthole.
He thought it was a prolapse.
No.
What?
We're not budding, boys. We're not rose budding in here. No rose budding.
I heard it's blossom season.
I'm thinking about the path.
Flowers are blooming.
Flowers are blooming.
The path that we took from point A to B. Point A being like the Hawk Tool Girl. Point B like prolapsed buttholes and worms and bears.
Let the convo flow, man.
Isn't that crazy son of a bitch that takes praying mantises and he sticks them in water and the fucking hairworm comes out?
I love
the fucking thing.
What? Oh yeah.
Yeah. So praying mantises are secretly all being controlled by a giant worm that lives inside of them.
It's like some Adventure Time shit.
Yeah.
It's like weird colorful. It's like eyes moving back and forth and it's
actually kind of wild.
It's like weird.
Ew. Yeah, it's a parasite and it comes right out of the butthole of the poor little praying mantis.
Praying mantises are small though. So they have a little tiny worm. Yeah,
there's some
very small.
There's some huge ones, dude.
Really?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Just look up praying
mantis. Weirdly enough, you know.
Hey, are them fuckers?
It's a parasite, but there's only one of them.
Are them fuckers still?
That's a chill lifestyle.
That's a fucking bad. That's an ingrown hair, man.
Ew. Yeah,
they get, dude. Wow, they get big.
What? They get big.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Those poor suckers. That could be right. That could be you.
Are they still endangered? Like, could you still get fined $250 if you kill it?
Be real.
Or is that a hoax?
Wait, what?
I think that was a myth. That's fake news propaganda. Would you read that? CNN?
They're good. They're good.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Talking about New Jersey.
Fucking irradiated guy walks up to you. Yeah, you can't kill a fucking... Some fucking Fallout ghoul from New Jersey comes up to you. Can't kill
you
fucking
want Fallout? Fallout's in here, bro.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Fallout's in there. Look at it.
This is like 23 rads a second just being next to it.
You're turning green right now, dude.
Drinking my rad away.
Dude, every time I edit this podcast, this was this color at one point.
Yep. Yeah, it's really fermented, guys.
Yeah.
Now it looks like blood. And there's like blood clots in it.
Why?
Exactly.
Wine, a fine wine. Like, it's a mead.
I'm really surprised that you put no yeast and you didn't like have the little burper thing. You literally could have tried to make some gamerships made.
Well, how long would that take?
Funk if I know.
Isn't that years,
right? 1,000 years.
You know, you're making the first ever, so, you know, is...
That was his idea.
You set the rules.
We went to the spigot outside, and we filled it up with water, and then we just poured an entire thing of lean in it, and just shut it. And honestly, it was all the way up to the top, almost.
That mold, everybody, is wide awake.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys...
It's got eyeballs, and it's blinking.
I'm going to sleep.
They'll die.
Can you guys open it?
What praying mantises are afraid of, and it's in there.
I was hoping we can grow our own like little like waifu or something. Imagine one day waking up, there's like a fetus.
You need a homunculus, that'd be perfect. You need to do it like
a homunculus waifu.
Yeah, you got to do it like that Russian guy did, where he makes a homunculus with the chicken egg, and then it spits acid at him, and then he smashes it with the Bible. He goes bleh,
yeah, and then he smashes it. And then he like regretted it, and he was like, "I killed my son today." And then he tried to make another one.
What is this reference?
You've never seen the video of the Russian man smashing a homunculus. Look up Russian man smashes homunculus with Bible. It'll just be the fucking first search result.
Okay, the coolest fucking search ever in the world.
It's my favorite thing.
It's really good. Yes.
How to make a homunculus 8 years ago. Today we're going to do an experiment creating a homunculus. We've all seen
this video. Oh, yeah. Very classic. Bad.
Come on. So you're lying if you've never tried to make a homunculus. Out.
There's his homunculus.
Oh.
That's his baby?
He's like, what the fuck?
That's his offspring.
Oh,
is
shit.
Is it moving?
Fucking Russian, fucking communist. Creating life.
Yeah, what the hell are they
drinking
doing
fucking
over there?
Vodka and shit.
Pick some up.
Hey.
It's the podcast today.
Here it is.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
take a look.
What?
That's a creature, ooh, dude.
Familiar?
A creature live among us.
It's that worm in your ass.
Oh, it does look familiar. Still alive? It's like when I do this.
You just shook. Isaac just jumped out of his seat a little.
Oh, he dropped it.
Yeah. That's the worm in my butt.
In you. I feel it.
Go to the part where he smashes it with the Bible. It's like the coup de grace.
Is it here?
Is it this one?
I don't think it's this one.
Oh yeah. No, he's done this multiple times.
Oh, number two. Here we go.
This is not his first rodeo, dude. Oh, his name's Corny.
Yep.
Oh no.
I wonder what happens.
So look. Look at it.
Oh, it's actually
moving.
What the heck?
And then it's going to spit goo. It's going to spit goo at him. Spit goo.
Shouldn't be seeing this.
Oh my god, there's blood.
Progress is inevitable.
You guys really crying over that thing?
Dude, it was alive.
What was it even? Like I'm so confused.
Alright, so what this fella's famous for is injecting his DNA into eggs. I don't know if you know this. You guys have seen the show Smiling Friends, right?
Oh yeah.
Hello, what's up? Hello, what's up?
Dr. Psychotic.
You know that shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's from this fucking video.
That's from this
guy. That's, you know, I'm gonna inject my DNA into an egg.
Wait a second, it's right here.
This is the origin of the joke.
This is the origin of the joke.
He's making the egg right here. To in line.
Fucking Russians,
man.
How
does this work? I feel like nobody's talking about this.
So he comes a little bit, and then he injection into an egg. I don't know, it's so hard to follow.
He fertilizes.
He has a little blood.
I thought there was more to that. I thought it comes.
He comes a little bit.
A little bit.
And he fucking injects into an egg and he waits.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Pretty standard, you know.
An egg of what? A chicken?
It's a chicken egg?
Like,
chicken egg?
Yeah, you can go to the store, get a chicken egg.
You know?
That's wait, so then that works.
You can do it with a human egg.
It's got to be like a real egg. It can't be a store egg.
They're not as readily available.
Really?
Yeah, because it has to be fertilized at least.
Yep.
That's hard to do nowadays.
Nick, for a vlog, you should actually
create a homunculus.
That would be good. So sick.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Oh my God. We have to raise it and then we have to like do an Olympic event.
With a whole bunch of homunculus. With a whole bunch of homunculi.
Yeah. Oh.
We raced our homunculi or whatever.
Who can climb faster? Who can run faster? Like,
who has
just American Ninja Warrior. Oh my God. Wipeout with the homunculi. They're running across the big red balls.
The ideas are flowing through me.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Wipeout with a monkey.
Compete line. Which one can be flatter when smashed with a Bible.
Yeah, which one can hold it up?
Yeah, which one? Yeah.
Oh,
how many overhead presses the Bible? All right. You did pretty good with Revelations. We're going to get you the King James. We're going to get the whole thing.
And Stephen King.
And Stephen King. And it.
Well, I mean, come on, guys.
And
you know, anyone want to donate? To the old jug here.
Hey, so
we're not opening that. Yeah.
I don't think we've opened. We've not opened that. And
is it pressurized?
No. Actually, it is. It is.
Yes. Oh, dude, there's condensation.
Dude, there's islands. If you look on top, there's islands. Island. You can see metropolises.
I believe I would call those like dendrites or something, dude. It's like
we had little, like a Pangea happening.
You got little things coming.
There's a whole world and it split off.
It was one little Pangea and then it split off.
You guys need to buy a microscope and take a swab of that and see.
Oh, we actually should. No, we should.
That's real. That is,
dude.
And I would wear a full chem suit.
Guys, think of all of the content you guys could do with a microscope.
All the content that you can do with all the
guys. Imagine this, you guys.
Homunculus gaming.
You guys all come.
Homunculus reacts.
Gaming.
Homunculus reacts.
Homunculus reacts. He's sitting there in the corner doing this. He spits acid on the camera.
Spits acid.
What he hates it? He's like, I hate this video. Yeah. He goes, oh yeah, he does a serious spit or sit. Where like, if he likes it, he sits.
Spit if he hates, or he spits.
Spit or do nothing.
Spit or do nothing.
Spit or do nothing.
It's like Boom or Doom for the homunculus.
I love AJ.
Oh, the Rizzler.
I love. Oh. I love AJ. I love Big. Okay, shout out to AJ. Shout out to Big Justice. Right. Shout out to the Rizzler.
No, for real.
Oh yeah.
For real, for real. Yeah, the Rizzler.
They're carrying this world.
We
right
just
now.
Had them on Isaac's video.
What?
Yeah. AJ and Big Justice both showed up for the video and it was great.
I missed it. Are you lying or are you beat down the tree?
You guys have to. Come on.
I'm dead serious. Yeah. No,
come on.
We had Big Justice in with us. And
now, how big is Big Justice really?
I feel dude, like I saw him big. Running is a football, and he is huge. Really? No, not Big Justice. Big AJ, I meant. Big AJ's massive.
AJ's big. But what about Big Justice? Is he big?
Doesn't Big Justice play like baseball or something?
He can hit ding dongs, dude. He plays baseball. Baseball runs all the time.
So he's big in like that muscle. He's got like that like.
Yeah, he's all that. He's a Costco guy.
Goddamn chicken big.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, is that
the behind the scenes video? You guys see that leaked footage?
Oh yeah.
They addressed it, by the way.
They did.
Dude, but they just try to get it perfect.
Jarring at first.
I got a lot of respect for how he conducted himself and how he directed his son.
Right.
Mm. You know, we thought it was really good. You know, it was fucking magic. It was like watching Spielberg.
What happened?
Well,
go
ahead.
Sorry.
No, you're okay. Sorry. No, that's all you.
I get all excited.
I want you to explain it.
So it was Big Justice and fucking people that don't know who these people are.
They're not gonna
let them find out.
Yeah, let them just do their own.
Do yourself a fucking favor. Pause this podcast only temporarily and look up. You know, fuck it. We'll do it for you.
Yeah, look at that. Thank you, AJ.
That's how much we care about you.
Oh, look at that.
So if you guys don't know, they're Costco guys. I forgot what my fucking original point was here. What was my original? What was I saying? Now I'm looking at the Rizzler.
Scenes. You're talking about behind the scenes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the behind the scenes thing. They're at Costco, and it's like, which is better, the chicken bake or the chocolate or the double chocolate chunk cookie?
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
And who were they with? Who were they recording? They were recording
like
with some other TikToker, I would assume.
Funnyguy.com.
Yeah, he didn't, you know, he was just kind of sitting there like a statue. You know, waiting to take the cookie and the bake, and it was a very uncomfortable video. You just rolled the video. I don't know why the fuck I'm explaining it to you. You just fucking watch the goddamn video.
The behind the scenes exposed. Here we go.
Yeah, somehow this is a scandal.
No, we need to find the original.
I don't need a fucking talking head to tell me how to feel about it.
Go away.
Did you know they've got like?
You will never guess that the AJ Big Justice Rizzler, behind the scenes exposed
video. Maybe you can like it'll go from there.
Like recommend?
Yeah, maybe
Big Justice.
Or you can just skip a little bit.
Wait, scroll down to the go to Big Justice. Do hashtag Big Justice.
Big Justice.
Yeah, click on that.
The Rizzler would fucking curb stomp. What's his name? Baby Gronk. All day, every day.
Did you see that Baby Gronk fucking said?
Shit to say about.
Yeah, bro. At least my dad doesn't feed me bad things.
Stop. We are 20 years old. What the
hell? You know what? Gronk's fuck you, bum, Baby dude. Gronk. You're a fucking punk.
You're a bum. No.
Are you still up to date on the Brecky Hill and Jinxie dating?
What's this about?
Oh, are you? But you know about them together, right?
Okay, I found it. I found it. Google her.
Brecky Hill and Jinxie?
I'm not familiar.
Okay. Really?
What does she do?
I'm putting it.
She does.
Google her.
Does TikTok, I think? Hey, stop.
Put that in general.
What's
going on here?
You need to show him that.
There it is.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Dude.
Hello?
I'm
make sure audio's good.
I mean, you can just tell by the mannerisms that they're like going off script and someone's getting corrected type shit.
Oh, you muted your actual Google, remember? Because you're playing the game on Cool Math Games.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
There you go. You muted the tab or some shit.
What the fuck did I do?
The only thing that maybe rivals Cool Math Games is Fun Brain. I don't know if there are any OG Fun Brain enjoyers use. If you go on Fun Brain and go to that map thing, if you use Pirate 8 or Spoon 8, it'll bring you all the way to the end. It's like a secret code.
Really?
I memorized that.
Pirate 8.
Yeah, Pirate 8.
Remember Flonga?
Flonga.
No? Addicting games, Miniclip? Like Grunk said.
Pop Tropica.
Oh, yeah, Pop Tropica was great.
Miniclip is fire.
That's where I learned how to play Moncala.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I learned on Club Penguin in the cafe. You can go upstairs and play Moncala.
See, I thought I played the real Club Penguin growing up, but it turns out I didn't. I played it on the DS. Total different, right?
That's how
I'm still not getting any audio here.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I mean, these things worked. We can hear this guy talking all day.
Wait, you're right.
Yeah, so maybe it's the TikTok.
But no, I have TikTok on my side. TikTok audio
is
on
it
my
not?
Side.
What in the fuck?
This is technical difficulties. Guy doesn't want us to expose the Rizzler here.
I'll link one
big
more.
Okay, how about this? We can't. We vocalize over it.
We
dub over it.
Who?
Isaac, I nominate you as Big Justice.
Okay. All right,
Willie. I think. You'll be AJ.
I could be AJ.
And I'll be that guy that sits there and fucking says nothing.
Okay, here we go. Let's get it.
I have a chicken bake in my fucking head.
No way. It's big. Double chicken bake. But go. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and then we're going to do. Yeah. And we're going to. Big.
Dude, what is chicken bake? Fuck chicken bake. Chicken bake.
It's me. You're supposed to say it's
big. Okay. Yeah.
Dude, I'm so.
I have the chicken bake.
No, it's and no boom or doom.
This is
double chunk chocolate cookie.
I guess I'll have the fucking cookie. I think I'll have the fucking the cookie.
Oh yeah, you're supposed to say that you want the double chunk chocolate cookie or the bake. let's try this again. Let's try this again.
That guy is such a fucking amateur, dude. He didn't know to do one or the other. He went right for the double chocolate. You think this guy is fucking
mockery.
Dude? Time is money, and money is fucking chocolate chunk cookies and chicken bakes. So.
And Costco's closing soon.
Costco's closing goddamn quick. What are you going to go to BJ's?
Ooh.
BJ's.
Oh.
Sam's Club.
Wait, you guys don't fuck with Sam's Club?
Well, I'm Team Sam's Club. I'm going to be honest. I am.
Need a Costco dog right now.
I have no, I have no dog in this race.
You were none of them?
I mean,
have you ever had a Costco cake, a birthday cake from Costco?
No.
Oh, you have, dude. Come on, the ones with the balloons on them. Oh, there's like four awesome balloons.
I've like motherfucking icing balloons.
You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
They're fucking. That's a Costco cake.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They're cracked.
Yeah, those everywhere.
Costco did an icing balloon on a birthday cake.
Flavors, bro.
But Costco made that like.
Costco revolutionized. The balloons on the birthday cake.
They did. Okay, they did. So they were the pioneers. Well, yeah, they are.
They were not, maybe not so much pioneers, but they were.
They hyped it.
They set the trend.
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone saw Costco doing it.
Wait, like, Tanner, do you still have your Costco membership?
Yeah, of course.
How many times did you use it?
Two times.
I've used it one time.
Oh, one time. Sorry.
I used it one time and I bought one bag of chicken patties and I went home.
We were excited when we both went to Costco to get a membership. We were like, look at all these. We could get this. Dude, we only went one time. And then
never used anything else. Nope.
Tanner, is it here or is it with you?
I think it's either in my room or in my car. There's no in between.
Rats. Hey, can we quickly go and show him that picture? I want you to close your eyes for a second. I want you, real quick, hold on. We'll let you know when to open them.
All right. Here we go.
You can open your eyes.
All right, now take a guess on whose underwear this is.
Yeah, take a wild guess.
Whose underwear is that?
They might be in the same room.
Might be in a different room.
Oh.
Anyone?
Is that like where the asshole is, or is that where the cock would be?
That's where the asshole is. That is like Gooch
location. What the fuck? How does that happen?
Well, guess and find out.
Well, guess who has worms?
Who has
guess who's worms?
The worm crawled out.
The worm broke out.
Broke out. It got too hot.
It got so hungry, it got out, went to the fridge, and then came back. I've got to say, look, don't judge me. I'm going to have to say Isaac. I think it might be Isaac.
Really?
That's okay. I've never in my life been
okay,
so insulted.
Okay, okay. Then I'm going to have to go with Nick.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Woo, woo. Yep.
He loves farting, dude.
I don't know why I went with Isaac.
I just took my pants down one day. What?
Like what? Like how?
I just took my pants down one day. I looked down. There was a hole, and I was like, "Oh shit!" I think I sent it to Tanner.
You did send it to me, and I was like, "Oh wow!"
Yeah.
Oh wow!
It looked like there was like burnt ends. Yeah. Like it was like hot. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Jesus Christ! Like a gunshot.
Yeah, you're
that's a big hole, dude.
You ever
fucking shed a slug?
Like, yeah, that's not.
That's an actual hole.
Yeah,
I think I honestly farted so much in them that it burnt the hole. Like dead ass.
You could poop through that and it would be perfect.
Yeah.
Wait.
I don't know about perfect.
Oh my god, you know what
reminds me? Tanner and I just had a eureka moment.
Yeah?
What's your eureka moment?
Through that.
Come on, Einstein.
You can poop through it.
Yeah, I think this could be the future. Like,
guys, what if there was a hole
somebody designed
underwear
that
we could poop through and pee through?
Poop.
Then what's the point of wearing the underwear?
We're like, hey.
Tanner sees a perfect hole there where you could poop through it. You ever take a picture of your poop? Show your friends?
Of course.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. Dude!
You know, nothing like a, you know, shit pick to rile up the boys, to get them energized.
Sometimes it's just like so much, you're like shocked.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you're like, guys, look, I just delivered a 9-pound baby.
No, we literally saw a
Grant,
the
and then they go,
like
congratulations.
The size of a Chipotle burrito.
Holy shit!
This wide
in the medical field, they would call that a past fecal impaction.
Fecal
that makes sense.
Fecal impaction. I found out what a fecal impaction was because I read a thread on Twitter, also known as X, about this dude who, you know, wasn't so well off financially, and he found this great deal at a local gas station for fucking protein bars, and all he ate were protein bars for like, it was like 6 days, and 3 days into it he stopped shitting. And he's like, maybe it's the protein bars. I'm gonna gonna ease my foot off the gas here and only eat like half as many as I was. Right. And then he goes to the hospital. They're like, dude, you got a fecal invasion. It's like, which is just a giant, like a giant shit
Have
that can't come out.
Have you seen that picture of the lady holding?
Yes,
the giant,
yes,
massive.
Yes, that.
That's not human.
That must have stunk.
That must have been heavy, dude. That was a workout.
That's true. Imagine, dude. Imagine tripping. With that shit.
Imagine losing everything, but you still want to work out.
Tripping and falling face first into
like,
it.
I wanted to take that, pull up the photo of the lady holding all this shit. And, you know, that's something that you can, like, grab on, like, a spinning plate and, like, mold it into, like, a piece of pottery.
Dude, I was constipated so many times as a child.
Oh, goddamn.
Lady holding large turd.
Nurse holding large barrel movement.
Oh no, man!
Yep, that's the one. God damn!
Oh my god!
She's like running.
God. She's like trying
as fast as she can.
Mother, dude, what the hell?
That's a monkey.
Now is that a boom or a doom?
That's a fucking
double chunk chocolate turd.
Fucking spit.
That looks like a chicken bake, but it would probably taste like a double chunk chocolate.
I'm sick of looking at it. I'm sick of looking at that too.
It looked at me first.
I'm sick of looking at this shit, dude. Fucking goddamn. Oh, this is better.
There we go. 20 volts. What do you know?
I love being back in America.
It's so great.
America's awesome.
It's good,
dude.
Man. It's good. It's good.
You like hearing the American accents?
I love it. You know, I feel a little I feel a little less like important and special.
Right.
Oh man.
You know, I'm walking around and you know, just talking like a normal American, and people aren't impressed.
Like, I know a lot of European people. I'm not saying you were coming from Australia, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't classify that as European.
No. I'm not talking about Australians right now, though.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Talking, yeah. Right. I know the
situation. Just so,
we're clear. Yeah, I know. Man, I'm fucking shot. God damn. No. But I feel like people hate, like, they fucking dick on American accents. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
But the thing is, like, it's so unfair because it's like America is like made up of a bunch of tiny little countries called states.
True.
So everyone is like has their own culture and like morals and like values and opinions and
they're like mini countries.
Yeah, exactly. Mini like countries. Someone from fucking Ohio is different than someone from the great state of
we could try a different state.
Oh, okay. Montana.
Montana's so cool.
Montana's beautiful.
We can say Montana.
It's beautiful.
Never been.
You could be from a state like Delaware. You know.
Ooh.
Not much going on there. There's beaches. The president hangs out there sometimes. He's been. Get that photo of Joe Biden sunbathing with his fucking nipples.
He's awesome.
Oh, does he have pepperoni nips?
I think they're like long.
Oh, like protruding outward?
Like pointed?
Protruding, pointing nipples. Well, that's what happens
when
you're old.
Biden's pointing nipples.
When you get older, everything, there it is. When you get older, it grows, like your ears grow still, your nose grows still, and your nipples grow. Your nipples
grow. I hate that.
Yeah, look up Joe Biden nipples.
Yeah, look up Joe Biden nipples.
Okay, we're going to get put on a list.
Nah, he's dropping out the election. We're good.
Sir? Yeah, they're looking up pictures of your nipples.
All right, now. Oh. Now have ChatGPT generate an image of Joe Biden with,
yeah.
Dude, I don't think ChatGPT can do that.
It can
political figure,
not Wait, political figures what? Actually. Dude, they made it so Grok, like fucking Elon's Twitter AI.
Mm-hmm.
They made it so that had no like filter and no whatever. So people were like, dude, it was this image of Trump and Kamala flying into the Twin Towers, giving the thumbs up.
What the fuck?
God.
What? That's all on Grok?
That's on Grok, apparently. Yeah.
It'll generate pictures?
It apparently did, yeah. I don't know if it still does. Fuck. All I remember is opening up Twitter and just seeing like Trump and Kamala like high-fiving, giving the thumbs up, about to fly into the South Tower.
What? Dude, who was I talking with?
At least they were working together. We like
They came together.
To see,
teamwork makes dream work.
We like to see political adversaries, you know, reach across the aisle in ruthless pragmatism to good fly collab. A plane mm-hmm. into a fucking building. It's good.
It is a dark age for old people.
dude,
to be on the internet at all.
They don't even know what's true, right? You know?
Holy shit.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Dude, X is becoming like Facebook now for like a lot of the misinformation. People believing it all.
You see a picture like that, like, oh, look at that.
No, but like people will actually
guess who shat this 10-pound log that this nurse is carrying.
No, that was
Joe
real.
Biden, Joe Biden.
News just in. Joe Biden was just in the hospital.
Joe Biden dead from shitting 11-foot turd.
Here's a picture of the alleged turd that came out of his ass.
Big red circle around
him laying in bed. The aftermath.
The aftermath.
Congress worried laughing after Biden laid this log. Congress
laying down the log.
Oh man. X just banned in Brazil for misinformation, disinformation.
Yeah, that's
fake news.
Yeah. Oh. I'm pretty sure it's because they're just the dictatorship.
It's not fake news.
Oh.
It was for fake news. It would have been funny if it was fake news. It would have been like ultra ironic.
Yeah. It would have been.
It's crazy.
It sucks. Dude. Brazil
oh no, what are we going to do without Brazil on X?
Dude, okay, well, they're
we're going to see a lot less tweets about fucking soccer, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Argentina.
Oh.
Argentina. Don't forget about Argentina.
They like that. They look like kicking balls around with their feet.
Oh, they fucking love it.
They would.
Yeah,
they do.
They call it soccer because they sock the ball around with their feet.
Bah, what about football, though?
Well, football, you kick the ball every
once in a
while.
Why don't they call it kickball?
I'll be real. I don't understand the thought process of naming football and football. Like why I got cursed, bro?
Football
and football.
Football.
Two completely different sports, but they sound the exact same. And then we made another one for football, soccer.
Well, it's called soccer.
You park in a driveway and you drive on a parkway.
Huh?
Wow. Whoa.
Come on now.
Okay.
What the hell?
No, you park in a garage, maybe.
What were we thinking?
You drive on a parkway and you park in a driveway.
Come on. What's a parkway?
It's like a
highway. They call it parkway.
It's a turnpike.
What?
Oh, there's multiple names for them.
What is a turnpike? Riddle me that.
Are these like Jersey things, dude?
What is a turnpike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to find that.
What is a turnpike?
Ask ChatGPT. The all
name. Oh, yeah, true.
Say ChatGPT, what is a turnpike? Explain it to me like I am from New Jersey, a.k.a. fucking 5 years old.
What is it? Turnpike?
P-I-K-E. Yep, that's it.
ChatGPT is our other guest. This episode.
Dear
tell to me like I'm stupid.
Dear
tell to me like I'm fucking
dumb as shit.
Dear stupid as hell.
Shit. All right. Imagine a turnpike is a really big special road where you have to pay money to drive on it. It's like a toll road, but often longer and more important.
Dude, you could see like
I love that.
All right.
Yeah.
What do I even show?
Now ask it to explain it like it's your grandfather now, like my really nice grandfather.
Okay, you can do that.
Talk to me like
I'm like 82.
Have you ever done the shit where like you because ChatGPT with like the 4.0, if you pay for it, it'll generate images. Which is crazy. And so I was like bored enough. Whenever I'm bored in like a ride or a car or whatever, I'll take ChatGPT out and fuck with it. Because it's fun. And you can ask it to do a bunch of shit. I was like, could you give me a quiz, a 10-question quiz on Swagger Souls? And it would literally drew up like a bunch of questions, and I aced it, man.
Nice.
Really?
Well, I actually got one question wrong.
Can we do that right now?
Yeah.
I think we should. Let's do that. Let's try and see if we can get it right.
Okay. So you say, dear ChatGPT, I hope this letter finds you well.
How do you change it every fucking time?
What?
First it was like, all right, ChatGPT. Now it's like, dear ChatGPT.
Dear ChatGPT, I hope this letter finds you
Dearly,
well.
Dear ChatGPT.
I would like to inquire about the possibility of getting a quiz made, a 10-question quiz made for...
I would like to inquire.
You type real slow.
I'm like thinking about
I would like to inquire.
Possibly.
I would like to inquire if possibly we could.
If possibly, Larry, not too possibly.
Possibly and maybe, bro.
If possibly we could.
If possibly.
Jamie, come on, man.
If possibly we could inquire about making a.
But possibly it is up to you.
About making a quiz.
Yeah, put in parentheses optional.
Optional. Making a quiz
if you feel comfortable
based on Swagger Souls.
I need to read this. Can I read that?
Yeah.
Dear ChatGPT, how are you? I would like to inquire if possibly and maybe we could inquire about possible making optional. Look.
Just make a quiz on Swagger's Lulz.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Okay.
So in the response, you need to write, you know, like A, comma, B, comma, whatever, whatever.
No.
They logged out.
No.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, the answer is. Dude,
I can't see.
Okay. Okay.
You know, so read it. Oh, here we go.
What is Swagger Souls primarily known for?
Gaming
A,
content.
Cooking B, videos, okay. Gaming. Okay, so you think B, gaming content?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were known for music reviews.
You know?
All right.
I get told I look like Fantano, yeah.
Yeah.
The needle drops.
Which group is Swagger Souls a part of?
The Dream Team. The Dream Team.
Team 10. Yo, Team 10, motherfucker.
See, fucking, I told you. See,
I'm a dad, dude. I was right there behind Jake Paul, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there behind him.
Swagger Souls often hides his face with what? A mask.
A scarf.
A scarf.
A scarf.
Wait, he's wearing one right now.
A mask.
A mask?
A mask. Yeah, I think so.
This is technically a hat, and this is technically a scarf.
Huh.
It's just made of metal.
Oh, this is a real question.
Which game
am I not known for playing?
World of Warcraft.
D. Yeah. I do not play World of Warcraft.
Johnny, do it.
I was trying really hard.
What is Swagger Souls' primary content platform? YouTube.
I would say YouTube.
Definitely say
TikTok.
YouTube.
Shorts.
It's not Twitter, it's X.
Instagram Reels.
Instagram Reels.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, shorts.
Swagger Souls is known for his involvement in which kinds of videos? Reaction videos, cooking tutorials, comedy sketches, and gaming. Comedy sketches and gaming.
I would say so.
There you go.
When is the travel documentary era coming, though, dude?
Very soon, dude. We got TwitchCon coming.
Are you going?
I am going to TwitchCon.
Really?
I'm going to TwitchCon. I'll be there.
Baby.
I'll fucking be there.
We'll meet you up. We'll meet with you.
Reason Swagger Souls uses a mask in his videos to hide his identity, to keep his face warm,
to be more mysterious,
to keep my face warm. It is to be a little bit more mysterious.
I guess all of the above. All the above.
Yeah, I would be like all the above. There.
Do you have aura?
I do have aura.
A little bit.
Oh, nice.
A lot of aura.
That's why
I wear the mask.
Thanks.
It ups the aura levels.
Swagger Souls is known for collaborating with which type of content creators? Beauty influencers, fitness experts, gamers and comedians, travel bloggers.
Yeah, you and James Charles. I saw you guys made it. Yeah.
Yes, weird. Uh-huh. You know, I love, you know, very well-groomed hole.
Oh.
Very good. Very good to know. We love a well-groomed hole. We like it. We like it bleached.
You ever put James in a bathtub like a praying mantis and see all the
hair worms come out of his ass? No, because I've already given him the spiel about taking the
pill.
Yeah, taking the pills.
Damn, dude. Yeah. You're like traveling around telling people about the pills.
Yeah. Well,
spreading the word. Spreading the worm of the tapeworm pill.
The word, not the worm, you know?
Ah, there you go.
Put that on a fucking tee. Which platform did Swagger use to start his content career? Twitch, Facebook?
Mixer.
Oh, it's Facebook, right?
Mixer.
Actually, that would be Twitch. I wonder if that would get it right. It was Twitch. Huh. I started out on Twitch. I was a live streamer.
Oh, boy.
No way.
So we're going to see.
What year?
2015.
Dang. Wow.
Yeah, it was December 2015. Dude. Or something like that. And I streamed for like a fucking year. Went from zero to like 10,000 followers, 50 concurrent from the
How
grind.
How old were you when you started streaming?
Ooh, I can't divulge that.
Oh,
special age.
I'm 36 now.
Wow. Happy birthday, man. But wait, when you say 25th, that means you've been doing this for almost a decade. In about
nearly a few months. You know, technically, yes, but I probably wouldn't count like actually doing YouTube until like When I really started doing it seriously was like June, July 2016.
Okay,
yeah. Gotcha.
Probably about 2016.
Yeah. Gotcha. Who was your first like major big friend that you made in the space? Or I guess like, did you grow with other people as well?
Yeah, so I grew kind of like alongside Fitz and Toby and like all the misfits.
Right.
We were kind of on a rise.
Like, right.
Yeah. Basically through Biden.
Remember those streams?
I remember those streams with Joe Biden. He was a good guy.
What a fucking
guy, man.
He was
so chill before the presidency. Yeah.
He was so good. Chill.
Yeah. And his son's a riot, dude. Lot of hookers, lot of dudes.
Crazy.
Oh, hey, Hunter.
That guy is really good at weighing crack. But pulled up the video of Hunter Biden weighing crack and arguing with the hooker. Yeah,
like he's done it before. He's really good at it.
He wanted to, you know, dude, fair the fuck enough. But a lot of people, some would say, you know, they like to criticize, and that's a lot of crank. They like to criticize Hunter Biden for quote unquote political corruption and shit, but like He's doing what you and me would do in that position, which is like, my daddy is the fucking president. I'm fucking, dude, I'm doing all the crack. I'm going down a water slide naked, and I'm fucking a bunch of Asian hookers, man. It's like,
yeah, I say let a guy do crack.
Let a guy load his gun and do some crack and threaten a hooker.
What is
allegedly?
This?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
What green room is this? Where are we?
He's in a tanning booth or something.
He's in.
Oh my god!
Dude. Looks like he's on Omegle.
Dude, that's what happens when you pop a pill in Ibiza, dude. That is the fucking. That's what happens to you. That's your brain on. That is your brain on drugs. That is.
That's ecstasy.
That is Travis the Chimp manifest.
Travis the Chimp manifested into another human being doing crack.
This is what Travis the Chimp wanted to do all along.
That's what he wanted to do.
Oh my god.
This looks like he's ready to rip your fucking ears off your fucking head.
Holy shit. What day is this? It's like day three of being awake.
Day three.
Fucking
Mr. Beast video.
Fucking
day 180.
Social isolation, but he's on crack. Dude, time would go by so slow if you were also on crack. Yeah, there he is.
Smoking
his crack.
Nice.
Where was it?
Hunter Biden, if you ever want to come on the show and
we all do crack with him.
Yeah. Look, I don't know what it's going to take for you to get out here. I know a guy. We know a couple of guys. Mm-hmm. Some good shit. We're right by the border. Mm-hmm. We love the border.
Right.
We just grow it back there.
You grow the coke?
Yeah.
Very good. Like potatoes, right? Like you potatoes, put a little rock in there and then it multiplies.
And then you crack it like an egg.
Yeah, you crack it like an egg. Out. You know, that's why it's called crack. Yeah.
Crack. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called crack because you crack it open.
That worked out so perfectly for you.
I was trying to mix crack and homunculus, but that was really hard.
Oh, man. What would that make?
Cremonculus.
Cremonculus.
That's a demon. That's a demon that will be in your house for a while.
Finish this. We got one
more. Oh, of course.
Fire Souls is associated with which online game genre? Sports simulations, first-person shooters.
First-person shooters.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Let's see these answers.
Little by little.
Go down.
They got the question wrong.
See, they got it wrong.
They got it wrong.
Wow.
That's crazy. You should correct them. Yeah, correct ChatGPT.
Yeah.
I'm sitting right next to Swagger Souls right now.
There was another one that was pretty good.
All right, you won't believe this, but I'm sitting right next to him, and he said question 9 is actually Twitch.
I don't know. Do what you want.
Maybe update. Maybe give it an update.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Oh, there we go.
That's crazy. I wonder if I go and try now, like, will it be
changed? Maybe.
Fuck, we should have done it before and after. Dude. Oh, damn.
Yeah. ChatGPT is a lot of fun. AI is a lot of fun. One of my favorite things to do with, like, the. Like image generation functionality on this is like, you know, give me an image of a deer. And it's like, all right, I make the deer happy and make it even happier.
Make it happier.
The happiest being in the planet.
I did one for make a chimp that's like really confused. And then I was like, this is not confused at all, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like asking it, like, increase its confused by like 18,000%. Like, you know, increases by an order of magnitude of like 800 billion, like just seeing what it would do. And it was popping out some like crazy disturbing, like it always gets psychedelic.
It gets
too.
Weird. Yeah.
It gets
fucking twisted.
Especially when it's all about like joy and like, you know.
Some shit that real, would
real. See. Yeah. It's, you know, that's the shit that Buddha saw under that tree, bro.
Goddamn.
Can you do it on this?
Like, fat, make happy it as bastard. Scary as you can possibly make it.
Probably like, horrible.
If only we had, if only you paid, what is it? $20 a month, but we don't want to break the bank here.
We don't have that kind of budget. Yeah,
we just spent the last bit of money on the cigarettes.
Tight budget.
Yep,
yeah, we're a little
reusable cigarettes that never end. Mm-hmm.
They regenerate. Flick them away.
They're all pre-lit too.
500 cigarettes.
Thank you.
500 cigarettes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're running here. On the clock.
And everything in between.
And everything in between. And everything outside of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between, outside and between, whichever suit you are, red or black.
Hopefully, you guys learned something today. Mm-hmm. Anything.
I learned a lot today. Honestly. Yeah.
I did too.
You know, whenever you're down, whenever you're feeling a little underwhelmed, whenever you're, you know, you feel like the world is stacked up against you, at least you can rest easy knowing that you don't have worms.
Yeah. Or maybe you do.
Mm-hmm. If you take your deworming tablet.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
You take your deworming tablet. Yeah, use my code, swaggersdewormingtablet.com.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's your code?
I knew it was like
.com.
Yeah.
With an ad segment. Yeah, you came with an ad place. Yeah.
Imagine that. Like, I'm selling the deworming tablets. I go to every podcast.
Yeah, that's why you want to be on the podcast.
I gaslight everybody into thinking they have worms, which you guys definitely have worms. If your asshole is itching at night, legitimately take. Okay, what you should do is take the tablet, wait for your next bowel movement, and then inspect with a flashlight and see if it's squirming.
Oh,
if that doesn't work, try locking your door too.
Mm. Hey, Swagger, I have a question before we end.
Yes.
Do you wanna? You don't have to, because this is maybe your thing that you say at bars to people. But do you want to tell the audience about what you found out about Denny's plates?
Oh no, Waffle House.
Oh, Waffle House, Waffle House. My fault,
dude. Waffle House. You know, like, you know, very famous for fights and shit. Waffle House, you're not going to believe me. Waffle House literally re-engineered their plates. They make their plates a certain way so that when it breaks over somebody's head, it doesn't fracture sharp. So you can't break the plate and use it as a weapon against another person in the, in the Waffle House. You're not going to believe me.
No, I wouldn't even bother looking it up. I wouldn't bother looking it up. But yeah, he told me that.
Look at the plate.
Yeah.
Look at the plate.
See?
How does it break then? Does it just break flat? What?
No, it's so like, it breaks like it crumbles.
Yeah, you know, like the
like
breakaway bottles.
The breakaway bottles.
Like,
yeah,
exactly. It's like talc. You know,
what the
it's like concrete.
I honestly got. I thought he was going to ask you about the whole like Waffle House circumcision thing.
What?
Oh yeah, no.
No, that's a
old.
That's the Denny's room.
Ancient.
Oh, is that Denny's?
Man,
or is that Waffle House?
That reminds me of the time that I prank called a Denny's and they. Oh God! You guys know about this? You know about the whole prank call thing?
Prank calls?
I told this story on a very old podcast, very old story, where I used to like prank call people when I was a little delinquent with like a bunch of other people online, and it used to just be like blog talk radio bullshit. You'd call up and, you know, some fucking boomer is talking about politics, and you call up, and it was like 2013. So, like the name of the time was Shrek. So it was like, you call up and then you'd like bait them by talking about whatever benign shit that they were, you know, doing for their show.
Right.
And then you start talking about, and this reminds me of the time that Shrek pulled my pants down, sort of fisting my asshole and, you know, shoving onions in my ass. And these boomers, they panic. And so immediately they're like, oh my God, how do I get this person out? And they're technologically illiterate. So you basically can just keep talking for as long as you want. And
while they're panicking, spewing
on their And that's how it started. It was, you know, innocuous, harmless bullshit. And then they started calling up, like, dude, they would call up Denny's and they would call up Econo Lodges. Which one do you want to hear first? The Econo Lodge shit that they do or the Denny's shit that they do?
Denny's.
Yeah, you want to hear the Denny's. The Denny's shit. Oh, wow. Okay. So, for the record, I did not.
Whoa. For all legal reasons.
For the motherfucking record, I didn't say a goddamn word on any of this. I was simply complicit in it happening. I was actually trying to minimize the damage through the chat, you know, because it gets pretty fucked up. So they call up this random fucking Denny's in like Detroit or something. And it's like the early afternoon, you know, hey, this is Denny's, blah, blah, blah. How are you? This dude answers, he goes, hi, you know, this is Fire Marshal Reed from the, you know, Detroit Fire Department. We're calling because a silent alarm has been tripped on your premises. Is everything okay? Blah, blah, blah. Do we need to send a fire engine out? And they're like, no, everything's fine, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, you know, this is an issue with our system. Just give me a second. I'm gonna look through it. Just stay on the line, okay? Fake typing on a keyboard. Gets back to her. Hey, ma'am, you know, this is going to save us, you know, this would save us a lot of time. You know, we'd have to go out there with the whole crew and, you know, it'll be a huge disruption for us to clear this. Are you comfortable with, you know, resetting this, you know, on premises, like resetting it yourself? And she was like, ooh, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can do that. He goes, it's very simple. A monkey could do it. Very simple.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, no. Class. Like
social engineering.
Yeah, it's incredibly simple. And she's like, I don't know if it got over there. She goes, hey, you know, well, look, you know, do you have a manager on duty? Are you the manager? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, I'm not. I'll put you on to the manager. Goes to the manager, blah, 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 you know, another woman. another woman, and I don't say that disparagingly, but you know, it was another woman goes on the phone. Oh, hi, how are you? Yeah, you know, this is Fire Marshal Reed from the local. Give the whole spiel again. And, you know, are you comfortable doing this? Otherwise, we're going to have to dispatch like a whole team of people and engineers. Going to, oh yeah, you know, what is it? What do we have to do? What does it entail? So yeah, so you know, if you go into the back of the kitchen, you'll see your very typical fire alarm. It should be a red box, says fire alarm, with the white T that you pull down. You know that fire alarm. She goes, yeah, I see it. Goes, okay, oh, no. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Okay, I need you to wait a couple minutes. I need to do some stuff. Clicking, clanking on his keyboard. Okay, ma'am, are you with me? Yes, I'm with you. All right, ma'am, we need you to, okay, you listen very closely. You know, I want, you know, want everything to go well. Just pull down the fire alarm, wait 5 seconds, wait 5 seconds, and then flip it back up. And it should be just fine. She goes, okay, just pull it down. He goes, yeah, you need to really tug it, really need to yank it down. You, chances are you haven't used it in a minute, blah, blah, blah. She fucking pulls fire alarm, and then the fucking sprinklers are going off in the fucking shit, and all this shit is happening.
Holy
and
shit.
She begins to panic, and she would fucking do, because you just pulled the fucking fire alarm, and everything is going wrong. And so, you know, he starts fake panicking on the phone, too, being like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, God. Like, blah, 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 you know, and then he says, you know, you need to get everybody out, you know, get everybody out, you know, this is, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so she's like, you know, you're on the phone going into the main room going, everybody out, it's an emergency, everybody out, it's an emergency. So, you know, then she's sitting there and she's like trying to figure out how the fuck to get it to stop and what she's going to do. And so he goes, here, hang on, I'm going to put you on with her senior, you know, engineer tech, transfers, you know, put some other guy in the mic who does the second half.
It doesn't end there.
Half.
It does not end there.
And where? And at this point, what the fuck are you doing? Like, how are you? Are you?
I'm laughing my ass off, like a fucking little asshole on mute.
I need to take a quick moment right before you continue. I don't want to hear from any of you guys that whatever the fuck we do on Discord.
Oh, okay.
Calls.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to hear that shit again.
Okay, you want to hear the furthest we go? The furthest we go before we let you continue. First we go is that we'll call up a place, make a reservation for two at like 9 o'clock, and then call up, make a reservation at like 9:30, and then another, right? And then
compared to that, it's like, hi, order table for two, elbow and shoulder.
My name is DeLeg, and then you hang up. Yeah, my name is DeArm.
It's fucking retarded.
Yes. So go ahead.
Yeah, so this other guy gets put on and he's explaining blah blah blah, like, look, he says that the windows have like burglary alarms attached, and he's saying, you know, if you trigger those alarms, it'll turn the system off. And so he's convincing this lady through a panic, being like, you need to pick something up that's heavy and throw it through the window.
No way.
And I'm not shitting you. She pulls this waiter aside, Johnny, I think. Johnny. And he's like, yes? What's going on? You know, because obviously he thinks it's a fucking emergency. She goes, I need you to pick up that chair and throw it through the window. And you hear him go, what? He goes, Johnny, I need you to pick the chair up, throw it through the window. And dude, you hear this guy pick up this chair and you hear it bounce.
Oh,
it
shit.
Bounces off and she screams. And she goes, it bounced off. You know, I need you to do it again. And you hear this fucking chair fly through this window. And now imagine this. You're like 14 years old. You're eating a nice Denny's Grand Slam with your family. And the fucking fire alarm goes off. Sprinklers go off, getting you soaked. This lady runs out screaming that there's an emergency, tells everybody to get out, and you're sitting on the curb of the sidewalk looking in as she directs a waiter to pick up a chair twice to throw through the window.
Dude, I think the world was ending.
And before you say, like, oh, yeah, you know, this is some fucking bullshit he's making up, someone recorded the call. It's on YouTube.
No way.
You could listen to this entire thing. It's awful. This dude tried to like get her to put ice in the deep fryer, which like you could hear like you can hear on.
Can't that cause a fire?
It could fucking dude. It could cover the lady in burning oil. So you could hear like this annoying like it sounds like water dripping. Yeah, there it is.
There it is. First 6 years.
Yeah, you could hear like that water drip sound effect is typing notifications. And when he goes and says something about like. Putting fucking ice in the deep fryer to stop the fucking sprinkler or some shit. Like I was just like all in the chat. Like don't abort. I'm trying to fucking hurt anybody. It was really, you know, these calls were, you know, they would just escalate. And at the end, it's really mean. They said she was as dumb as a cactus or like a hairbrush and shit.
Oh my
God. That they got trolled by 9GAG and, you know, all that shit.
Oh, 9GAG. Yeah, they said
it was 9GAG trolls.
So were there any legal repercussions because of that?
Not for me.
For any of the other people?
I don't know if they got caught. I know a couple of them got, you know, there's some shit that happened to them.
Wow.
But, I want to hear that chair. I want to see where...
Oh yeah, she's my very
Ashley and
God.
Johnny. Yep.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm in a Discord prank call.
Yeah.
Tanner just did the thing where he's screaming.
There's a man. Stay away from him. Stay away from him. He's with a little boy.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
This poor woman.
Oh,
she's freaking out.
Yeah. But dude, the Econolodge shit that they would do was very similar. They would call, you know what Econolodges are? Are you familiar?
I'm not familiar.
A damn
so
clue.
Econolodges are like the motel that you get to like fuck the hooker and strangle her. It's like the dirt cheap bullshit. Yeah. Like,
Motel 9s or whatever. Motel 8.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like it has one big fucking glass pane window that doesn't fucking open.
Yeah. Right.
It's a piece of shit. There's like one fucking toilet and like a shower you need to wear fucking sandals in or you'll get a wart.
Imagine the UV light.
It would be nasty. So, you know,
the black light. Yeah.
Their strategy was to call random Econolodges. And usually very late in the night, early in the morning, and they would call up. They say, hey, you know, we're a family of blah, 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 living in, you know, room 203. Can you know, random room, random room, every time, random room, random, you kind of like, just to try to get put from the front desk into the room from the landline. And so they would do that, you know, and these people are waking up at 2 a.m. to their fucking phone ringing. And so they go, what the fuck? Why is the phone ringing? They pick up, what do you want? Is everything okay? You go, hi, I'm Jeremiah from the front desk. You know, I need you to listen to me very carefully. We have an emergency going on. We have team, you know, we have like the fire department on the way. We've got, you know, a lot going on the way. There's, you know, I need you to remain calm. There's a gas leak in the building. There's a radion gas leak. They kept saying it was a radion. Radeon gas.
Is that?
So
that's a fucking Radeon GPU.
A fucking GPU.
Yeah, it's a graphics card.
AMD.
Yeah.
AMD.
Yeah. There's Radeon and there's NVIDIA. Yeah.
So they say there's, you know, these poor people, like
Radeon
women.
Gas. You know, that's crazy.
You got an NVIDIA gas leak.
You know, they say it's a Radeon gas leak. They say we need you to unplug everything in the, you know, it's very flammable. We need to unplug everything in the room, unplug all the electronics. Funnily enough, they don't think that, you know, the fucking phone they're holding is an electronic, so they always forget that. And then, you know, they would unplug the TV, they'd turn off all the outlets, they had them, like, wet a towel and stick it under the thing, because they said that the gas, the radion gas is heavy, and so it seeps through the bottom. Stand up at all times, like, don't crouch. Like, yeah, it was, like, stupid shit. And it always came to, you know, ma'am, usually ma'am, you know, it was, you know, we're concerned about your safety first and foremost. We may need you to vent your room. Do your windows open? And of course, no. But, you know, they'd always ask you, do the windows open?
Always the damn.
And they say, and they're, no, these windows don't open. And, you know, and then you go, fuck, you know, under his breath, like, you know, ma'am, I need you to listen to me very carefully. If you go into your bathroom, I need you to take the porcelain lid off of your toilet and throw it
through the window.
It's always the fucking window.
Do they forget about the door?
And then they go, ma'am, we're going to cover everything. We're going to pay for your hotel room. You're not going to be liable for any damage.
Oh,
you're completely fine. We're going to blah, 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 blah. And then they do it, and then they say you got fucking trolled, 9 gag, whatever, and then hang up.
Dude,
at that point, I was like, this isn't fun anymore. This is actually, horrible. It was actually horrible. And, I stopped, this fucking video with the Denny's call is like pretty rough, man.
What was your last, where you were like, yeah, fuck this?
Oh, dude, I think this was like the coup de grace. I think this was what made me really be like, no more. Dude,
it's over.
I felt so bad for that lady. But hey, guys, we all make mistakes. Nobody's
perfect. We live and we learn.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do this myself. So, right. The most that I did was just go on like radio shows and
talk about Shrek.
Yeah, talking about Shrek.
Yeah,
fucking just saying some really gross out of pocket shit on the blog talk
right.
radio airwaves.
More harmless than anything.
Super harmless.
Yeah, you're not making people.
I'm not making people criminally break shit. But that was a great introduction on social engineering, and like anyone could fall for it. It's like you just like no idea, like no verification, dude, no steps of verification. Mm-hmm. Actually, at any point, you could be like, you need to send a marshal out here. We're not doing that. Wild. What a prank!
Oh man,
we got him.
Really? Yeah. Calm down. It was just a prank, bro.
Prank. Chill.
The fuck? The fuck? Why are you spazzing on me?
It was just a prank.
It's a fucking prank. Chill out.
I think they may have lost their jobs.
That sucks. That's funny and all, but I think they missed out on a chance on doing a heist.
I think they would look back on that and laugh, Ashley and Johnny.
I was going to ask, I wonder if they've
Remember that time we got gaslit and thrown a fucking chair through the Denny's window? You should really go to the part where the glass shatters. It's fucking phenomenal.
I think you have to skip forward a little more.
Oh my God.
That's the alarm. Oh my God. It's a lot of shit.
The anxiety is overwhelming. Yep.
Huge disaster.
Huge.
Skype.
Boom.
He's like, what? It's bounced.
Yep.
Your grill.
Your grill. And he said, your grill, a trap.
That would be great. That would be perfect.
A fire extinguisher for you guys.
Yeah. That'd be great.
How can they do this?
I don't know.
They're fucking, dude, legitimate sociopaths, psychos. I do not talk or hang out or do anything with these people, and I have not associated with them for like a decade.
Good.
I could not believe that this was on YouTube, though.
God damn.
I can't believe it was recorded.
How did you find out about this recording? Like, did you just happen to...
Someone found it after I talked about it on a podcast. Somebody found it, and then it got a bunch of fucking views.
Wow.
God,
how many views it have now?
It's 46K.
Okay.
10 years ago, by the way. 2014.
I just
recorded, and I'll have nothing to do with this shit. Sorry, Ash. Next time, tore the window.
Torrent.
Oh, my God.
Torrent the window.
Torrent the fucking window.
That is absolutely sinister, bro.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, you brought them here.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Let's go make things right with Johnny.
Yeah, if anyone here listening to the show knows Ashley or Johnny that used to work at a Denny's that may have thrown, I think a Denny's in Detroit, if I recall, it may have thrown a chair through the window. You're welcome to come on the show.
Yeah.
Please
come down to Austin, Texas. I'm sorry to have maybe been complicit in that traumatizing memory.
Well, you try to stop it. You know, you were actually
I saved you from awful oil burns. It's going to count for something, no?
He's,
no?
But he is after today fleeing the country, so he will not be here.
Unfortunately, I would have loved to meet you in person. I'm sure that would have been really comfortable, but maybe next time.
Well, actually, Swagger, joining us real quick, Ashley and Johnny, go ahead and join the
call. Come on. Fucking throw a chair at me.
Hey, yeah.
they both go,
asshole, remember me?
Hey, dick.
The end of this is really fucking mean, though. The guy was just a total asshole. You know, right, please don't play it. It's really fucking mean.
He said, don't do it. Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Don't play.
He's just, you know, she's like breaking down in tears, and he's like, yeah, you know, maybe like pass the phone to someone who knows what they're doing, and you know, maybe someone who isn't as dumb as a brick. You know, you're fucking
horrible, dude.
And it's like, yeah, it's not. You know, I would go out on a limb and say that those guys that did that are maybe not the most savory people, but
probably not.
You know, maybe they found fucking God.
This is a really, really good PSA, though.
They either found God or they fucking they're dead. So.
Who knows? This should be shown to like every single person in the world.
Anyone who works at training. This is used in examples for how this to social training. Network. This is like social networking 101.
It's a fucking case study of like, yes, of like don't get social engineered. But it's just crazy. If you call anyone up and you sound like somewhat professional, and like say that you're like a
you just use big names big words
super, and you're super casual and you know like it's just common procedure and you like you make them wait and you put them on hold and then you like type into a disconnected keyboard and dude, you know, it's one of those things fucking hackers do where they'll call up a fucking credit card company with and you know they'll play like a baby crying and have like a woman
on the back
in the background pretending to be flustered and then they'll go through all the verification bullshit, be like, oh, my husband's at home and I need to do this and that, my baby, blah, 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 and they'll just do it, you know, 100% they'll just do it. And they should not. You should not. Do not throw your fucking chair through your goddamn window.
Don't fall for the baby.
If the man on the phone is really convincing, don't do it.
If there's a woman with a baby crying, say, fuck off.
It's not going to, look, it's not going to stop the alarm, okay? It's actually, it's going to make everything so much worse.
Yeah, don't ever trigger the alarm unless it makes sense, unless there's an actual fire. Like, damn. You know,
I wonder for all the people that experienced that were actually there, I wonder what they're like now years later, if they tell all of their friends that stories.
Honestly, that what happened there is super valuable, because imagine like an entire Denny's full of people get to tell all of their friends and extended friends, like, you'll never believe this. Yeah. So I was at Denny's with grandma. And this lady, you know, we barely had time to put grandma in the wheelchair. Got covered in sprinkler water and flame retardant.
Oh my God.
And then they threw a fucking chair through the window. It's fucking insane. It's literally fucking balls to the wall insane. So yeah, you know, a nice, happy, go lucky childhood, you know, doing all the fun stuff.
We've done this really stupid bit where we were like pretending like there was a guy who was like wearing a trench coat. It was like, we called up a gas station and was that Mike Bubbleguard that we used it on, or was that somebody else or something else?
Yeah, Mike Bubbleguard is the guy who walks into Hawaiian gas stations. Jim Welsh.
I think Jim Welsh was the trench coat guy.
I don't know. But yeah, we were pretending like there was a guy who's like, there's a guy who looks exactly like this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just be careful, be wary. Don't, you know, interact with him, whatever the fuck. And we wait a little bit. Then he calls and he's like, hey, whatever call you just got, do not pay attention. Also, do you have these things in stock?
Do you have all these sandwiches for us that we're going to steal? Yeah.
This was so fucking funny. Yeah, but our social engineering is not as good. But
I've since, you know, I've downgraded to more innocuous sprinkles. You know why?
Because you have empathy and sympathy.
I've developed a moral code.
You have a heart, man.
A very strained moral code, but one nonetheless. Fucking, what was I going to say? Damn, it's gone. Curses.
Curses and
what
damn.
What the fuck? Oh, it was right there. Oh, yes, the prank call.
Oh, yeah.
I would call up McDonald's or like KFC, and I'd say, you know, hey, I was in the establishment earlier. Just wanted to report something. Look, you know, I had an issue with the service. I'm not usually the kind of person who makes these calls, you know, but this stuck with me. I'm still thinking about it. And I just, you know, was hoping to get some recourse. And then immediately they're like, what? What's going on? What happened? We go, well, one of your employees, I ordered a 10-piece meal. And I wait. It was a normal wait time. It was fine. I get the meal. I'm dining in, right? So I go over. I put down the thing. I open it up. And I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You guys gave me an extra piece. And now I feel like I owe you something. And dude, it's so funny, dude. I have them like, well, are you serious? I'm like, why? And then like, I get angry with them. Like they go, no, sir, you just got an extra piece. Blah, blah, blah. I go, yeah, but I didn't ask for it. And you're getting, what? So I come back. What is this? You know, I pretty much paying for it. Paying for it now, you know, like you know, all that shit.
And you started with, "I'm not the type of guy."
Yes, yes, yes. You know, like preface it is like being super fucking serious. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, and I'm really not usually the guy to call. You know, I hate to waste your time. I really hate to waste your time, but this has been weighing heavy on my heart. Dude. I got an extra fucking piece of chicken. It's fucked up. It's a goddamn fucked up world we live in.
Write that down, Isaac.
It's a good one. That sounds like extra nugget. Really, it's just like pair perfect.
Yeah, just like innocuous shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plenty of good ones, man. Plenty of good bits. Yeah. I really like the one where you make people repeat themselves over the phone like 20 times. Especially
we did that
yes. Okay, wait,
that is my favorite. When it's like, give me your credit card info and like you keep reading it out and then they repeat it back to you and you're like, you know, it's, you know, you're like misspelling something, you keep spelling it wrong, or like they're trying to get you to type something in, you keep saying it wrong, they get so mad.
Dude,
it's amazing.
Isaac's prank call video, it was pretending to be deaf, like someone was hearing.
Get
like,
me in on these if you dude, still do prank calls,
next time
please.
We do it, we will. I had this guy call a hearing aid office.
Go what?
Yeah.
What?
I was like this really old guy, and every time they picked up, he would like, and she was like, "What is your name,
dude,
sir?"
She was an angel. Over. She was so
she patient. Was so nice,
she was so fucking what? Patient. It was oh my! He's like,
"That's a great fucking bit."
All right. Well, we're approaching the early evenings, and.
You have to pee.
I do have to pee.
I can tell. You're going like this. You're like shaking your leg. I didn't tell you gotta pee.
Literally,
I gotta pee and poop. Yeah. I got no pants.
I gotta make dinner.
Oh my God. Everyone has something to do.
Isaac's about to stand up and do the potty dance.
Yeah, I gotta do the whole pee-pee dance and all that.
Fortnite emote.
If I stood up, my headphones would get yanked off my head.
Do the worm dance? You mean the worm?
Yeah.
I'm doing the worm shimmy right now.
I can't do the worm.
Imagine how funny it would be if you went onto the dance floor and said, "Hey guys, look, I'm gonna do the worm like no one's ever seen." And then you take out a giant fish hook and fucking
put it through your asshole.
You can spread your asshole and propel a 8-foot worm.
Just ruin the fucking
and then the worm starts dancing.
It does go full circle.
Oh my God.
Well, remember,
use code WORM at gamersubs.gg
to pay an extra 10%.
You get a secret tub, actually.
You get a secret tub.
Yeah.
There's a worm in it.
A secret flavor. A secret flavor, yes.
You have to dig and find the worm.
Yes. Before it eats all your powder.
Yes.
All right, folks. That wraps it up. Thanks for watching. Code group, 10% off.
Yep.
Code swag. Swagger.
Code swagger. You can check me out as well. You can check me out on YouTube or Twitch or whatever. I'm sure they'll link.
You got a book?
Oh, yeah.
No book or nothing?
No book yet.
Okay.
Just a Bible. I used to flatten my
homunculus.
Yeah,
man.
Yep.
Perfect.
A bloody stained Bible.
One last question, and really has to end here. Are you a chicken bake or a double chunk chocolate cookie type of guy?
I'm a double
chunk chocolate cookie. We get five booms. Boom! 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 Boom!